Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. Many hearers of preaching do not wish to hear about terror. Some in the days of the prophet Isaiah urged, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Isaiah 30:10. However, throughout the Bible there is a display of the terror of God. One of the divinely appointed reasons for preaching is to turn men away from the terror of the Lord and turn them to God, serving and glorifying Him. In this same reading of God's terror are the words, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. God has loved and has given Christ as a sacrifice for our sins. But God will punish those who refuse this sacrifice. This is why we seek to persuade men to obedience and service. Jesus spoke to his hearers about coming judgment because they refused to believe his message. He pronounces a woe upon the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, saying that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than in the day of judgment than for thee, Matthew 11:21-24. Because of this impending destruction that is coming, because of their refusal to hear, he then pleads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. There is the desire within the heart of God that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:10. Gospel preaching seeks to persuade men, because we will all appear in the presence of Christ to be judged according to our lives. When Paul preached to Agrippa, he said, "I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds." Acts 26:29. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.